So this energy has three functions. She is the supreme ruler of all that is created and shares therefore the rulership with the supreme Purusha. She measures out from Purusha, from Brahman, from Ishvara, all that has to be brought out. And she executes all that is willed by Purusha. This is the basic difference between the Sankhya as we understand it normally and the Sankhya that is given in the Bhagavad Gita. So, to conclude, all that we said about Sankhya last time is to be found in the Sankhya of the Gita. But add to that these three concepts. First, Sankhya does not accept the existence of God at all, except in the other form of Sankhya, where it is called Seshwara Sankhya. Secondly, according to Sankhya, Purushas are many. According to Bhagavad Gita Sankhya, Purusha is only one. Thirdly, according to Sankhya, Purusha is only Drashta and Anumanta, but very passive Anumanta and Bhokta. Whereas according to Bhagavad Gita, Purusha is Drashta, Anumanta, Bhokta, Varta, Maheshwara. And along with it, therefore, the concept of Prakriti is different in Sankhya, in the Sankhya of the Gita. Namely, that Prakriti is Shakti. She herself is the ruler, creator. She is Maya. She measures out from the immeasurable. And she is executrix. She executes all that is willed by the Supreme. In the ordinary Sankhya, these three are not present. Only one, namely executrix, is the only function in the ordinary Sankhya. Prakriti is only executrix. She is neither Shakti nor Maya. Now, after having said this, one more word has to be added. That although Purusha is one, Sri Krishna says that this one is capable of multiplicity. According to Sankhya, Purushas are many, ultimately. Each one is independent of the other, each one is ultimate. According to the Gita Sankhya, Purusha is one, but that very Purusha is multiple. Multiple is not ultimate. Ultimate is only one, but that one is multiple. In other words, each one of us is not an independent reality ultimately. Each one is nothing but a partial manifestation of the One. Each one of us is actually a manifestation of the Supreme. There are three important words about the individual given in the Bhagavad Gita. The one word is that the individual is called Jiva. Jiva is so called because it is that by virtue of which we seem to be alive. Because it is breathing in us, we are alive. Therefore it's called Jiva. Secondly, that this Jiva mama eva anshaha sanatana. This is the expression of the Bhagavad Gita, where Shri Krishna says that jiva is mama eva anshaha, is my own portion. Jiva is not independent, but my own portion. In other words, jiva is myself, as much as a portion could be oneself. Sanatana, it is eternal. It is my eternal portion. And how does it become manifest? It's the third sentence. It becomes manifest. Para prakriti jiva bhuta. This is another expression of the Bhagavad Gita. Para prakriti jiva bhuta. The jiva is that in which para prakriti has manifested itself. Para prakriti, not prakriti, but para prakriti. And this is a major difference between the ordinary Sankhya and Bhagavad Gita Sankhya. In the ordinary Sankhya, Prakriti is only what Bhagavad Gita called Apara Prakriti. But according to Shri Krishna, in the 7th chapter, you will come across this expression, that I have two Prakritis, not one Prakriti. What is called normally Prakriti is only my lower nature, is my Apara Prakriti. But I have a higher nature, I have Apara Prakriti. The Apara Prakriti consists of three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. But Para Prakriti is not at all this trigunatmaka. It does not consist of these three gunas. It is dynamic but not trigunatmaka. It is my higher nature, it manifests my own nature. The supreme divine nature, which is not limited, which is not obscure, which has not become lower, which has not become ignorant. The lower nature is a divisive nature, which seems to be dividing everything, which creates a sense of division, the sense of disharmony, a sense of strife. Whereas Para Prakriti is full of harmony, full of peace, full of knowledge, full of dynamism, without obstruction. Not a dynamism in which there is strife, which is the nature of Rajas. Not the nature of fever, which is also the nature